The House of Delegates voted first. Opponents like Dave LaRocque, whose district includes the Winchester area, said a one-day debate is not how Virginians want something like this to be decided.
That is significant tax increase. This just defies any reasonable expectations that the public should have.
But supporters like Botetourt County's Terry Austin said this had to be done now.
It's a 50s-era highway. It's had limited, very limited improvements. So this is a really important issue today.
The House gave its approval, and later in the day, so did the state Senate. Among those there in favor, Roanoke's John Edwards.
Everybody who drives out E1 on any regular basis has a story of delays of 30 minutes, 3 hours.
But Roanoke County Senator David Suterline was among those in opposition.
Every time we raise taxes and every time we raise fees, it has an effect on real people, and that's why I'll be voting no.
Which he did, but the measure also passed the Senate. The biggest chunk of the new funding will come from increases in truck registration fees, but the plan will also increase gas taxes 2.1% in cities and counties along the I-81 corridor. Evan Jones, WFIR News.